Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, O Lord, be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We gather this holy night. We gather with an interesting event. Why? Because we are all invited to come to be with the Lord. We are special guests that he has called to us, and he sits us at a table. We all so often want to be at the head of that table. We remember the disciples fighting over who can be next to Jesus, and we're scurrying up there. And having two children, I understand this because my oldest always wants to sit closest to somebody, right? We're waiting for the proper things to be done. And many of you know what I'm talking about because you are getting ready for visitors this Easter season too. It means cleaning the house, getting the food right. It means all these special things. And then when they come, what do? You come and invite them to have snacks or a drink of water. You bring in their stuff. But Jesus does something strange. He sits down, and when everybody's waiting to have Jesus speak and say to the servants, "Here, wash their feet," he takes off his cloaks. He strips off anything that is determination of him being higher than another person. Lays it down. And then he starts washing his disciples' feet. It's interesting because it reads off that it actually gets through a couple people and then it hits Peter, who is the greatest of disciples. And what does he do? "No, Jesus, you're not going to wash my feet." And Jesus has this come to Jesus moment, like sometimes we hear about. And then he says, "Well, just give me a whole bath." And Jesus says, "No. I'm here to only cleanse what needs to be cleansed." And then goes on. This is an act of humbling oneself down. It's a foreshadowing of the humbleness that God has done from the very beginning of the Jesus story. Trust me. Greek gods, Roman gods, Babylonian gods, whatever gods you know of, do not come down to earth and become human. If they come down, they come down to sit there and rule over us. All of these gods would never come and take on human form. And what does Jesus do? Here in this moment, not only has he taken on human form, but he goes to the lowest common denominator of human form, the servant. And he says, "Just as I've done it, now is your turn. Now is your turn." This is a sign of not only an amazingly loving and caring God, but a God who is a great leader. You talk to people, whether they are in the military or a coach of a team or the captain of a team or a great teacher, you know one of the things they say about them is that you believe that whatever they ask you to do, they would do themselves, right? Here, Jesus doesn't just ask us. He shows us. He takes us in a new way. He says, all too often our humanness is about what we can do for ourselves. It's about how can we protect ourselves, get ourselves above one another, how we can take care of ourselves. It's how we can thrive. And what does God say? What I'm commanding you to do is to take care of others. It's to love others. It is to care for them and even to love your enemies. But why can we do this? Why can we take care of others? Why can we love others? It's because God takes care of us first. That's the amazing thing about humanity. What I can tell you is that people are a lot more generous, guess what? When they know they're taken care of, right? When we are worried that there's not enough in supply, what do? We hoard. What God says is, we do not have to hoard. We do not have to fear. We do not have to worry about ourselves because, guess what? God has already taken care of us. God will provide us with the things we need. God will protect us when we are afraid of being hurt. God will care for us in our time of need. That once we understand God and that He is the great provider, guess what? It frees us to love one another. It frees us to be compassionate. It frees us to serve. What a blessing that is. God gives us the great commandment. Why is it a great commandment? It's because in loving the Lord your God and then loving your neighbor, it fulfills all of the other commandments. This night is a special night because God walks with us in that journey. He's telling us now that Lent is over. Lent, the focus that was on us, now is turning for these 3 days to look at Jesus. See what He does. He humbles Himself to wash feet. He humbles Himself to go on the cross for us. He humbles us when He welcomes us to the meal and says, "This is my blood, this is my body given for you." May we do as God commands us and love one another. Amen.